gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Lots of stuff to talk about, very important stuff to talk about in the PowerCast this week. Let me tell you right off the bat, later on the show, in our second segment, we'll be featuring the famed cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman. Back after a couple of years, he's going to have a lot of great things to say. We have a number of questions from our listeners. We'll get to that. Now, as you know, any show like this, when you're in the public eye, you get reviewed. Some people hate you, some people love you, they hate me, I don't know, I don't think anybody loves me. Maybe my son, maybe my dog. They love Chris. Some people maybe are not so happy about him. They'll comment about the fact that they think we run too many commercials. You know, all this thing. You expect that. So this time, I saw a review in iTunes where they said Chris talks as if he has marbles or chewing tobacco in his mouth. Chris, how do you answer a charge like that?
I don't talk like that. Who is this guy?
This reminds me, by the way, in the old days, if you ever watched the old Western movies from like the 40s and 50s or even the 30s, there was this old actor named George Gabby Hayes. And he talked like that. He talked like he had marbles in his mouth. And the reason is he had false teeth. And so when he went before the camera to be in character, he took his teeth out. Seriously. To get that kind of garbled,
kind of slappy sound.
Yeah, that kind of sloppy, slappy sound, like he's either half drunk or something.
Right.
And that shows dedication because, you know, most performers have an ego. So you want to fix your hair. You want to replace your hair, your teeth, everything. The first thing you do when you appear as an actor, they'll send you to get dental implants if they don't like your teeth.
Right, of course. Well, right. Gene, we're just who we are. You know, I do adopt kind of semi-personas, if you will. But, you know, pretty much what you hear is what you get. So, there.
There you go.
Exactly.
But the thing is here, no matter what you do, somebody will dislike
you. Yeah, of course. Somebody's going to have something to say that's, you know, maybe not too pleasant or congratulatory, whatever. And that's cool. You know, everybody, you know, back ends are like opinions. Everybody has one. So, you know, we got to give everybody that. That's why the Paracast is so loved, especially online at forum.theparacast.com, because we have great threads, engaging subjects, incredible minds. I learn something there every day. You know, I really, onwards and upwards. I think we're doing a great job, Gene, and it'll be good to get a little extra content in there for some sort of, you know, maybe progression on this whole theme. I'm having fun. I know you are, too, despite the ups and downs. We have great guests, and we got a good one today, too, boy. I can't wait to talk to Lauren.
Oh, yes. He's always a tremendous guest. Let's briefly talk about a favorite subject of yours, because it's part of your book, Stalking the Herd. And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but I know some people don't like when you promote your stuff. But, you know, every radio show out there where they have something to promote, a public appearance or anything else, they mention every episode, that guy on Fox News, Bill O'Reilly. Every single show he promotes his books, his online site, the orders he takes for custom merchandise.
Yeah, even Bill Maher. I mean, come on. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, I have, I think, an important book out. And the more people hear about it, know about it, and are intrigued enough about their own health and the environment and our relationship with livestock. I mean, it's such a closet subject, and I think everybody should at least be aware of the information that's out there.
Okay, so we talk about the meat industry and the horrible conditions under which the cattle is kept in preparation for the slaughter. Now, there's a story at CNN this week on CNN Tech called How Test Tube Meat Could Be the Future of Food. And I was thinking here, maybe we should just have replicators like in Star Trek. They
right.
Take the raw ingredients. It's like a 3D printer almost.
Soy and green.
Oh, well, Soil and Green is people.
It's people!
That was the last movie, by the way, that Edward G. Robinson
That's true.
Made. Of course, we remember him from doing all the gangster movies of the 30s and 40s. And they did this movie with, I can't think of the actor.
Charlton Heston, of course.
Charlton Heston, right. He'll shoot me from beyond the grave because okay. he was a big NRA guy, so he would shoot me from beyond the grave for forgetting Charlton Heston. But the final line in the movie was from Edward G. Robinson, Soylent Green is people. But no, test tube meat. Let's be serious about
okay.
it. So they
well,
are.
Gee, I don't know. You know, science just loves to play around and discover new things and tinker and play with Mother Nature. You know, you got that's a slippery slope. You know, there's so many implications of this particular claim and of a development. There's a ton of implications, and I think we should tread very, very slowly, very carefully, and really dot our I's and cross our T's, so to speak.
Well, I always worry when you do something like this, where you have all the ingredients in this test tube meat that you have in meat that's normally processed. And I'm thinking in terms of vitamins, minerals, other chemicals. Is there the possibility of introducing something that's harmful to people?
Of course.
Because science does that, you know. Are you going to have different elements of the meat industry opposing this or using it as another profit center?
Cattle is like oil on the planet. I really believe that. The longer we go on utilizing cattle for protein, you know, food-derived protein, and as long as we go on using petrol products to power our world, we're really headed toward disaster. I really do have a sense of that. And this whole idea of meat protein is just, it's not addressed in our culture. This is just not, this is verboten. You know, nobody wants to discuss it. It's in the closet. And I think it's important to you know, maybe reignite a debate. Jeremy Rifkin did in the early 90s with Beyond Beef, an excellent book I recommend. And I could just go down the list of books that were, you know, well received, but I think largely ignored by the public because it's a subject that people don't want to deal with. They don't want to think about how that chopped meat gets on that piece of styrofoam covered in plastic in the supermarket.
I have to tell you, since I've had my gastrointestinal stuff, I haven't had actual beef for probably 2 or 3 weeks. I'm still here. I guess I'm still healthy.
Yeah, well, just, you know, eat local if you can. Eat free range. You know, I mean, it's eat less, pay more for eating less. You know, there's ways to, you know, incorporate the research into your own health and diet and in your life. And, you know, I'm posting on the, I just posted a very interesting article about some of the additives that are now being publicly acknowledged and explained a little bit about some of the things that go into processing meat and some of the chemicals. Just, you know, I don't want to go down that slope right now and get off track, but it's an important subject. So if we mention stalking the herd and the implications behind the book, then, you know, more power to us, I think.
Besides, listen, it's our show. If we have something to promote, let's promote it. I have nothing to promote.
It's an encyclopedia, man. Nobody's written a book like this. So, you know, it's important. I'll be the first one to state that.
I'll tell you what. I have only one thing to promote here. I have only one thing to promote. Yeah. I have another radio show called The Tech Night Out Live.
Right. Okay.
About personal technology. It's on every week. It's been online since 2002. We started that 4 years before we started the PowerCast.
Yeah.
All right? So that's the other show. I have nothing to sell. I have no books out that you want to buy except for Attack of the Rockoids, the sci-fi novel, and we have separate commercials for that, so we don't have to promote that. Promoting things, let's promote our guest who's coming up.
There you go.
Right.
He has no new book out. I mean, he's not promoting anything except his legendary status in the field, I guess.
He's promoting his knowledge.
Well, that's the same thing, yeah.
He is a fountain of knowledge.
I want to ask him about cattle mutilations, Gene. He was involved very early on in the 70s, briefly, if I recall.
You know, maybe that's what we should start with, because we're focusing on the cattle industry, the beef industry, test tube meat. Maybe the first thing we should talk about with Lauren Coleman, you know, bringing up to date on what he's been doing, is to talk about his research into cattle mutilations. That's going to be pretty good. And this is going to be a really great episode, ladies and gentlemen. So get back and ready for this. Lauren Coleman with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have a first-class guest. They're all first-class guests, but this one is way, way up there. He's Lauren Coleman. He's a cryptozoologist who's been studying the paranormal for many years. You've heard him on the Paracast before, not in the last couple of years. We're glad to have you back, Lauren, and taking a little time out from your schedule to join us. So in terms of your research and everything, what have you been up to in recent years?
Well, Gene, thank you for having me back. It's great to be here. I've been doing all kinds of things, of course, writing my blog, writing books on cryptozoology, traveling around quite a bit on different documentary shows or at conferences, but also, as you know, I'm interested in sociology and copycat effect and twilight language. Being an old Freudian, I take it very to heart that cryptozoology is always going to be my first passion, but I'm certainly there to ask a lot of questions about the unexplained in general.
Now, Chris wanted to bring up a subject, and this is something you may want to address to start. Now, I don't know if you've seen this new book out yet, Stalking the Herd, about cattle mutilations.
No, I have not seen it.
Chris, why don't you explain the background of the question, and let's proceed from there.
Well, hi, Lauren. Chris here.
Hi, Chris.
You know, welcome to the show. And, you know, when I was doing my research about some of the beginnings of a particular theory memes, trying to explain the cattle mutilation mystery back in the early to mid 70s, you know, with the help of David Perkins, my mentor, who, you know, was involved in this whole field since 75. He's, I think, the preeminent expert, in my opinion, on the subject. He and I did a real exhaustive sort of backgrounding and tracing back who told who, and came up with some interesting names at the very key beginning of some of the various memes that started in the early 70s. And I seem to remember your name in conjunction with Jerry Clark as being someone who very early on investigated cattle mutilations before it became a real, you know, mainstream subject in 75, 76. But back in the early 70s, I think you were involved in some cases. What do you remember from that time period? And what were people thinking about these early cases?
Well, I actually got involved in it earlier than they were, before they were actually the mutilations. I was started very independently of Jerry Clark to investigate and gather cattle rustling reports. There were quite, I was in Illinois
right.
until 1974. I moved to California for a couple of years before I moved to New England in 75. And during that time I was in Illinois, I started getting in Iowa and Kansas.
Right, especially
Illinois.
Iowa.
Yeah, there were lots of, you know, black helicopters, green helicopters, white vans. You know, all of those stories that you've heard with the cattle mutilations, well, they seem to have precursors with cattle wrestling.
Right.
And nobody could really figure out.
Even gunfights between ranchers and helicopter crews. There are a couple of cases that were fairly well covered, I think, with
right.
law enforcement reports and newspaper accounts of actual gun battles. In one case, I think
right.
a guy was even fired on from someone, some unknown party on the ground.
And then Jerry Clark got involved, and he had a much more, you know, was it connected to certain politicians? Was it connected to certain people from Hollywood? Was it a ritual, satanic thing? Was it UFOs? And
right.
kind of all over the map. And then, of course, those individuals came along with their book saying that it was, you know, coyotes.
Right.
And so there was all kinds of different theories and different answers. And actually, that doesn't disturb me because I think for any one phenomena, there can be multiple answers.
Yeah.
People kind of get a little too rigid thinking that their answer is the right answer.
A little tunnel vision going
one
on.
Answer. Yeah.
A little tunnel vision, blindness.
So I kind of backed away from Jerry's, you know, this person was involved or that person, and he was talking to different government people who supposedly were in prison or had secret information. To me, it seemed a little too pat, a little almost as if it was a cover story, and really didn't answer all of the questions, but certainly for a lot of people was satisfying enough. And then the other thing, of course, is that they didn't disappear, you know, in the 70s.
No, as a matter of fact, it grew a new face, and these animals were left behind in a mutilated condition, thousands of them.
Right, right. So I had enough to do with Bigfoot and other things, so I'm
right.
gone.
Right. You know, I appreciate your candor in that aspect. The early cases, I think, from Iowa, I think some from Kansas and other places prior to the big waves of mutilations in 74, 75, especially in through 79, those early 72 cases of rustling dovetailed into one of the largest UFO flaps on record in 1973. And it's an interesting correlation David and I discovered is that wherever there was helicopter reports prior in 72, there were no UFO reports. It's almost like those areas were avoided by at least examining the number of cases being reported and where, their location. Very interesting parallels. Lots of stuff, as you kind of are mentioning here, stewing around and then shooting off to become very, very powerful memes, I think, in terms of this subject. I really do admire your open-mindedness, especially in the cryptozoological realm in your early Freudian leanings, to acknowledge that, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all answer for probably any of these subjects. And it's much more complicated than the media would like us to believe or, you know, experts with drums to bang and their blinders on or whatever. It's very complicated, and you really need to do the research and do your own work, really, to come to a well-informed opinion, I would think.
Right. And I think the other part of it, of course, is that it's become part of our popular culture, you know, X-Files with the black helicopters and Jim Keith and his black helicopters. It became part of what everybody started talking about, and it grew almost its own head.
Right.
Became a monster itself. And I was even...
So do you think these are real physical reports, or do you think they're Freudian in nature? Linda Howe would suggest that many of these helicopter reports associated with mutilations are actually UFOs cloaked as helicopters.
Yeah, well, I mean, lot of people feel the cloaking thing happens. I'm not convinced of that. You know,
There's too many reports of law enforcement almost bringing them down, making them smoke, hearing rounds ricocheting off metal.
Right. Zero, you know, the film about Bin Laden.
Right, right.
Where the Navy
Zero
SEALs
Dark
go over
30.
And, yeah, Zero Dark 30. Well, if you'll notice, there's a scene in there where they're in Area 51 and they're looking at the black helicopters they're going to use over there. So we know that there's reality here, and we're not being told everything by the government because they have to have secrets. So sometimes I think some of these things overlap. Even the Clyde Bundy stuff that's going to Cleveland Bundy.
Right.
You're talking about helicopters in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff we can get into there. So let's continue. I haven't seen any black helicopters this week, though, so let's just get that straightened out. Okay, we have Lauren Coleman joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast, Lauren Coleman joins us for the first time in a couple of years. We're really, really pleased to have him here. And Chris and Lauren have been talking at first about cattle mutilations and all the other crazy shenanigans going on. And, of course, the black helicopter reared its ugly head. And we were talking about that rancher from Nevada, the one who's been fighting the government over grazing his cattle on public lands and everything. But let's just get away from that. Don't you think?
Get away from that? Well, let's save the tortoise, okay? It all started with the tortoise.
Yeah, let the Chinese finance some solar collecting farm or whatever else I read about. Yeah.
Yeah, let me just point out the reason I was looking into the rustling is because I was trying to see if some Bigfoot were rustling cattle.
Well, what about the Momo sightings in Missouri?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, presaged the wave of mutilations the following year, I think a year and a half later.
Right, and Momo was actually seen carrying a dog.
Right, and a sheep leading. And another one, yeah.
Well, there was a sheep, and then in Michigan there was a newspaper man that was delivering, and he saw one of the Bigfoot carrying a goat across the road.
Right.
So there's been quite a bit in the east.
With a lot in Wild Man. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was wearing the pants that were two sizes too small, and he was leaping off second-floor balconies, running across parkways, tons of newspaper stories about him.
You know, I was thinking when you said that, Chris, maybe the reason he was running and jumping is because the pants were so tight, they were hurting him.
Well, I think he was wearing a plaid shirt too, if memory serves me correct. It's interesting. That's another thing that David came up with is that.
Just so there's no confusion here, Chris is talking about David Perkins, his longtime friend and collaborator. And David, of course, was on a few weeks ago on the Paracast when we featured Chris's book, Stalking the Herd.
We see these kind of hairy humanoid reports or wild men reports in areas that are then subsequently later a year or two later then become an epicenter of an outbreak of cattle mutilation reports. It's just, it's, you know, it might just be a coincidence, but I find it very compelling myself.
Well, Keel and I talked a lot about this, and there's a slippery slope here, because what occurs, of course, when Keel or Jerry Clark or I or you guys would go into an area, we would be very open to everybody telling us about everything.
Right.
And nobody had talked to them about anything. They had been ridiculed. So you have any kind of phenomena happen in an area, people who had seen something else are going to come forward because the ridicule curtain all of a sudden falls down.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
So we have to be careful about making the connections that are more to do with human psychology.
Right. But also it's just a matter of looking at a timeline and seeing the kinds of things that that happen on that timeline. Sometimes you see what appear to be kind of faint patterns in there, and it's good to at least check them out. Like the black cat sightings down in, I think it was southwestern Illinois, that have been reported for, I think, a couple hundred years. That area was right across the river from a major cattle mutilation area. And also, I think some of the, I think the later Momo sightings occurred just across the river from that area.
The River Road near St. Louis and Alton, yeah. But you got to remember that Keel dug up cattle mutilations in Point Pleasant when
Right.
Batman was being seen.
In Pennsylvania in the late 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of your mentors, Ivan Sanderson, uncovered some up there with him as well, I think.
Yeah. I'll never forget in the 70s, in the middle of the night, I got a call from the sheriff's department.
It was a big deal.
And got in my car and drove about 100 miles and found a cattle mutilation in the middle of New Hampshire. So they're all over.
Yeah. Well, did you know Betty Hill investigated the other New Hampshire cattle mutilation case in the early 80s? Witten case.
Uh-huh.
Only two have ever been reported in New Hampshire, by the way, to my knowledge. None in Maine.
Well, none in Maine. I investigated two in New Hampshire, so maybe there's three or four.
Yeah, possibly. They didn't make the papers if there were. So what have you been up to lately? What kind of projects do you have going? Obviously, CryptoMundo, one of my favorite go-to sites. Tons of breaking news always there.
Well,
that's
you're really behind. I had a real definite political falling out with CryptoMundo on the left there in January of 2013.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
apologies.
That's part of the problem. It's hard to get your name off of there because of... he just froze the site and froze me out, so he left me there. So I'm still getting.
Now, are we talking about
links.
Craig did this?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. I'm sorry, Lauren. I didn't realize that. I wouldn't even have brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible thing to do.
Welcome to the paranormal
field.
Yeah, really.
I have a new blog called Crypto Zoo News, which it was in the essence.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that was you. Okay. Well, interesting.
Yeah. Crypto Zoo News, because a lot of us came on to CryptoMundo as writers in the beginning.
Right.
And we all had letterheads. You know, we all had, and part of the problem was that all disappeared, so it could just be Craig and CryptoMundo. So I'm not going to go into it too deeply, but a lot of us felt, anyway, I just want to go into it. But I'm not associated with that site. He still has 5,000 of my blogs on there.
Right.
That looks like I'm still writing there or something. So sometimes I wish that whole site would just disappear, so my blogs would disappear from there because I'm not writing there.
Yeah, like UFO Mystic.
Yeah. 2.5 years later, a year and a half later, people still think I'm writing for CryptoMundo.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, besides the blogs and that writing that I'm doing, really, since the museum that I created moved downtown in 2009, a lot of my efforts have been going into preserving archives, preserving different artifacts that used to be thrown away, used to be put in dumpsters, and the museum is quite huge now. It's over 10,000 items in it, and we get well into 10,000 visitors a year, and
we're
expanding all the time and different things like that. So that takes, and we've been on quite a few Mysteries at the Museum, Travel Channel, Discovery Channel,
right,
on TV with that. And that's a way to really get the message out there. That
well, on Facebook, too. You have a fairly highly visible Facebook presence as well, which is where I get a lot of my news about what you're up to, simply on Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook, I felt, even though I wasn't sure about it a couple, 3 years ago, I got on there to really keep in touch with fans and keep in touch with people that wanted to come to the museum. And that's worked out fairly well, and I don't do too much personal things on there, whether what I eat for breakfast or what store or restaurant I'm going to. That's not what I'm interested in. Facebook.
Thank heavens you have not
really
succumbed.
Unfollow.
Oh, please.
Yes,
unfollow.
Exactly. But I have about 3,000 followers on Twitter and 3,500 different ones on Facebook, so it works out well.
You know, I wanted to ask you something kind of crazy, and we're going to have to break in a moment here so we can start the answer. I saw a story the other day, and it might relate to something that you have on your crypto zoo news site called New Nessie Sonar Image, and that is some people claimed they were able to see something that appeared to be the Loch Ness Monster using Apple's mapping feature that you have on the iPhone as opposed to the Google Maps feature. Did you ever hear of this?
Well, I think you're talking maybe about two different things. There was there's been those pictures that people are getting off of Google Earth and Apple Earth, and those look like the wake of boats. And then this morning, on May 1st, this morning, in Scotland, there was a actual posting of a new sonar image, and it looks like a U, upside down U through the water. And people were saying that that's Nessie.
Let's do the break and then get into more of this.
Right.
We have Lauren Coleman. Nessie? Lauren Coleman joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Neighbors, I wanted to mention this before we go on, because I know you hear us asking questions of our guests through a show, and we always mention the Paracast forums, and you really ought to check them out. These are the Paracast forums, located at forum.theparacast.com. Make a note of it. Forum.theparacast.com. And once you get there, it's very easy to sign up. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? It's free. It's free of charge. And once you sign up, you have what they call threads or topics where you can discuss different aspects of the paranormal and other subjects, politics, whatever's on your mind. We also have a place called The Question Bank. And when we have a guest booked and we have a few days advance warning, we give you a chance to ask questions of that guest. The Paracast forums. Okay, so did they discover Loch Ness Monster with Apple Maps? Maybe not. We have Lauren Coleman to set us straight. So do you have the story on your site, this new sonar image, and you said something is upside down in the image?
No, I was just trying to describe it to people that a U looks like a U upside down.
I'm looking at it now, yes.
And so it's showing something going through the water, supposedly. Those are sonar images. But as it's been pointed out by other people, we need different dimensions to really see a scale and see a few other things. So it's wonderful for any of these newspapers to put those in there and get everybody excited. But it only goes so far. So it's, you know, the jury's still out, so to speak. Certainly in Scotland, they're very interested in the summer's coming, and it's time for people to go to Loch Ness and look for Nessie.
You know, we've been looking for Nessie for as long as I can remember, as long as I've been alive. We've been looking for Nessie. How big is this loch, and why is it so difficult to find something there if there is a creature?
It is an enormous loch. It's over 23 miles long. There are some points where it's a mile across, but that's only one dimension. There's places in Loch Ness that are over 1,000 feet deep, and it's been said by certain mathematicians that there's enough water in Loch Ness to bury every person on Earth under 6 feet of water. So it's has an enormous volume. Even the Operation Deep Scan, where they put 6 or 7 boats with sonar and went from one end to another, they only could scan 60% of the depth of the water. Are there caves there? Probably. We know that there's over 40 sightings of the creature on land crossing roads. So just because it's in Loch Ness doesn't mean It couldn't be someplace else. It's only 6 miles down the River Ness to the ocean. So there's lots of factors and variables that says that we may have missed what's there, that the numbers are probably small. It's obviously not one Loch Ness monster. It's a breeding population. But there doesn't have to be too many for it to be seen occasionally.
So is there a way with all our science, all our technology, to really get this nailed down once and for all?
Not really yet. I think that everybody feels the god of technology is going to, you know, film Bigfoot on your cell phone or be able to use some kind of technology and scan lakes. Well, there's a lot of peat in that lake. There's a lot of hidden areas in the lake. And we don't have any magic way of completely making everything more visible in Loch Ness.
Okay.
There's a lot of peat. It's a lot of the water is real smoky, and it's very thick with organic material.
Yeah. And yet, I mean, I'm a skeptically open-minded cryptozoologist, and I must say that of all of the cryptids, there's probably a 50-50 chance that the Loch Ness monsters actually exist, because there's a lot better reports from other lakes. There's a long history of people dumping a lot of money into the search for the Loch Ness monster and not coming up with too much. But, of course, one of the problems is that it doesn't leave footprints. Physical evidence is hard to get from a lake like that. So we're going to have some frustrating searches still into the future.
Well, what freshwater cryptid, let's say, do you feel has the strongest likelihood of existing and maybe the first one that we actually determine is real?
Well, we certainly know that some of the lakes in Alaska have giant white creatures in them that look like beluga whales. It's never been photographed, never been caught, but there's compelling evidence that those may actually be real. There's some of the smaller lakes around the world. Even Lake Champlain has questions because it freezes over. Here's a lake that looks about as large as Loch Ness. Lots of reports since the 1816, but not a lot of evidence other than photographs. So photographs just don't make it, as you well know,
right,
from your fields of UFOs. Photographs really don't convince any scientists.
Not now, they don't. Not with affordable CGI technology and really good modeling software and everything else. The hoaxes are getting ridiculously good, and it's really going to blur the line between what is accepted as real and what's being programmed to be believed as real reality itself. I mean, there's some sites online that they don't differentiate between obvious hoaxes and what could be real footage, and that has a tendency to kind of miseducate people, and people start believing this fabricated sort of fantasy version of a particular phenomenon, whether it's Bigfoot or UFOs or ghosts. It's almost like the culture is creating its own belief system and putting a face on it.
Right. You have the movie The Hunt, for instance, with William Dafoe looking for the thylacine, and after that film came out, people extracted the CG thylacine, uploaded it online, and said they had new footage of a existing thylacine, you know, Tasmanian tiger. It's a detriment. You know, YouTube has been the worst possible thing to happen for cryptozoology.
Right. Well, what do you think of some of the recent footage and evidence that's come out in the Bigfoot realm? I just saw recently, the last day or two, some purported footage from British Columbia, high up in the mountains on a big snowfield, and it appears to be a small dot in the distance that could be fairly large based on, you know, what appears to be the perspective and the distances involved, that this is a fairly large, it looks like an upright form walking in the middle of BF nowhere. I mean, it looks like it's may even be near a glacier or something. Have you seen that?
I think it's a part of my problem with most of the footage, of course, is that there's usually no scale. It's extremely far away in distance. The blow-ups lose any kind of definition of details. And the one thing that we need to know the most about is who took it, Why did they take it? Why are they, you know, showing this to us now?
Right.
In other words, one of the first questions we used to ask in the 70s when somebody brought a footprint to us or a report was to do a psychosocial of the individual,
right,
a credibility check.
Right.
A lot of the researchers online skip that. The glitz and gauze, you know, the glitz of the evidence, the footage, whatever, is what everybody's talking about, and they're forgetting about who took it.
Right. Yeah, these anonymous photographs and you know, clips of video, for instance, that appear, you really have to question them right off the bat because they're not going on the record. They're not stating who they are, why they were taking the footage, as you mentioned, which is a really important question. Why did you take a picture of that place in the sky, you know? And
why didn't you go over there and see if there were any tracks? Why didn't
right.
you hike over there?
Right.
Why didn't you get closer? You know, what is this about?
Why did you turn the camera off right there?
right. So I know we may be in the old guard, and we may be the old guys with kind of conventional go to the end of your detective story, but I still think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, there's no substitute for asking the right question with the proper timing. And what I found is, based on my field experience, which is, you know, going 20 years back, which isn't very far compared to yours and others, but 20 years ago, I mean, it was pretty cut and dry. There was no internet. I was dealing with rural people that really didn't want publicity. They had no reason to state something outrageous. In fact, oftentimes they're almost embarrassed, and many times I had to approach them and convince them it was okay because they refused. So it seems different now. You know, if you're not face to face with somebody, it's pretty difficult to ascertain their motivations, who they are. You know, do, as you put a credibility check on them. And that's something that I hope we don't lose with this new generation of technology impinging on investigative work.
Lauren Coleman joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.